Now, the only thing I would say to you, Tess, the only thing I would say to you is, and I read that point you made in the article, the numbers that we get and the numbers on the information hub, they would seem to point to travel not as a serious, not being a serious issue at all. 2%.
That's a big concern of mine, PJ, and it's something that, as a journalist, very to get to the bottom of, because it doesn't make sense at all. If you look at that dashboard, it shows a flat line of 2%, and yet officials were reporting in June that the travel related, foreign travel related infection rates were 17%. It went up that was June. In July, it was 21%. So we have had official reports that cases related to foreign travel have been steadily rising with the increase of tourist activity within the country. And yet it's not reflected in the dashboards. It's a flat line trajectory, which makes no sense whatsoever. So you see other forms of transmission on the dashboard fluctuating, as you'd expect, but this flat line makes no sense whatsoever. So the HSE, I'm still awaiting 10 days later information as to how, an explanation as to how that 2%, and yet that 2% is invoked regularly by aviation lobbyists and ministers in interviews by way of minimising and dismissing the threat of foreign travel. Which I think is extremely worrying and dangerous, because we have to be able to trust in the data. The data has to make sense, because that has to be the basis of the decisions.
Yeah.
And even now, when you look at the new measures in place, it specifically relates to internal movement and travel. There is, even now, when the entire country is in, restricted within our counties again, there's still no mention of foreign travel, despite the fact that that is the source of importation originally, and yet it's continued, the potential and the threat of reimportation continues without any kind of, we have no testing at airports, there's no quarantine, so we have no way of capturing the actual data, the true data. We have no measures in place whatsoever. We're complete outliers, not just in the EU, who do ban flights from the US and have done all along because of the biosecurity risk of reinfection. We don't do that. So not only do we not put in place basic security measures, but we don't even have in place systems at the airport to test and capture who might be infected, where they are. And so without the data, how do you update your dashboard?
We also had an argument.